What's up, home dogs? Today we got Comic Con, we got Gutchin, and we got all kinds of things about Comic Con. It's episode 15 of How Do You Age the Next Generation? Let's go.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Howdy Radio, the Next Generation, episode 15. Another big milestone for us here. We've made it to 15 now. I'm Brandon.
I'm Lane.
So, what's going on, man? How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. It's been a good weekend this weekend.
Yeah.
Your aunt got married yesterday.
Yeah.
Becca married from what episode was that when we interviewed Becca and Nathaniel?
That was... I can't think of which one it was. Was it 10?
Yeah, it might have been.
It was 10. Yeah, that was when the truck... That was at the camp.
Let me look it up real quick. Keep talking so it doesn't sound like I'm looking something up.
He's definitely not looking something up.
So they were our special guests on episode 10, and we were talking about how they were getting married here soon and all that good stuff.
Yes.
And yesterday they got married. So that's really cool.
At the Rook, which was a very cool place.
It was. It was a big board game place. We played a bunch of games and everything. It was episode 10, yes. So we had a good fun time last night at that wedding. Liz was the one that married them. It was the first time she's ever done that before, and that was awesome. What else? Anything else cool? We played some Uno. We played the longest game of Uno in the existence of human beings on this earth.
No, I've played a longer game of Uno against you.
It was awful. Well, that's a video game one. This is a real one.
I played the actual Uno game with Uncle Joe.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So that was fun. The wedding was very nice.
It was like from 10 to like 1 or something. It was freaking crazy.
That's definitely longer than the one that we played, but probably not much longer. Well, no, it was. Ours
we ended ours about 12.
Hey, I don't remember what time we started it, though.
We started about 10.
It was probably about an hour long game last night. I don't think it was longer than an hour.
It wasn't? Okay. No.
But whatever. We played that. We played a game called Dixit. We played, what else did we play? You guys played a game of Codenames.
Yeah.
Codework. Is it Codenames?
Codenames. We played Telestrations at the beginning. Telestrations,
yep.
That was a baby phone game.
Yep. So, congratulations to Becca and Nathaniel, and... Nice wedding, and thanks for having us, and all that good stuff. So what else? Last week you had Apple Camp.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Good, but... Oh, sorry. Jesus.
So this this year was iMovie?
iMovie, yes.
And so what all happened?
So
I didn't get to go to any of the days, unfortunately. Yeah, it was
but you
got to
see
working.
What I made, though.
But I did get to see what you did.
You
got to
see it before anybody else did.
Yeah.
You know, push your tiles
so what'd you do?
Put your tiles off before you...
So what'd you do?
I did like a gaming little montage, like a bunch of freaking beat drop things. So like anytime something cool happened, the beat would drop. And it was like minute 31 seconds, something like that. Not too long.
Yeah.
But like everybody made something different except, never mind. But they saved mine for last to show everybody because I had a lot more experience with the iMovie than anybody else, for sure.
Yeah.
And they knew that mine would be probably better
the best.
Than this. Yes, mine definitely was.
That's awesome. That's very cool.
Yeah.
So did they really teach you anything about iMovie that you didn't know?
No, they didn't really teach us that much.
It was the very basics of it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Of just like how to put something together.
But mine was not the basics. My actual thing was not basics at all.
But
mine was
most
working
people...
with months of iMovie and having lots of experience with iMovie.
Yeah.
That's what that was.
So a lot of some other people just did like simple little like slideshows and stuff like that. But yours
so we had
was...
like a freaking. It was supposed to be like 2 to 4 minutes, or it's able to be up to 4 minutes. Sorry, because mine was like a minute and a half. But one person had almost a 4.5 minute slideshow of the dog.
Yeah, well, people like their dogs. Oh, hold on, let me throw this in here real quick. Just a side note while we're talking about Apple. I just wanted to welcome our real good Howdy Inc. friend Smoothie to the iFamily because he finally jumped ship and bought an iPhone 7
Plus. Let's keep
the
chat up and see if he actually says something. See if he's here.
He said, "You're never going to let me live that down." I said, "It might take a little while, but we're happy to have him. We're happy to have him in the iFamily. That's That's all right.
I don't even know what we put the chat.
God, he, it just over the years, he's talked so much crap about Apple. And he says, I still hate Apple. But
Apple isn't after, that good.
After he uses the phone for a while, I think he'll, he'll start to change his tune about, I still hate Apple. I think that'll change eventually. But I just, I had to throw that in there. So anyway, back to Apple camp. So that, but that was really about it, right?
Yeah.
Right on. I'm glad that you did it. I think that's a very cool thing. And I know, like, the teachers had even said, like, well, you know, maybe even if, you know, maybe we don't have much to teach you, you can help teach other people. Did you ever really, like, kind of help any other people?
Not really.
Gotcha.
Nobody even really talked to me this entire time because they, like, they helped everybody else. But, like, they were talking to other people and, like, seeing what they were doing. But only, like, one person talked to me, which I didn't really like. I feel like more people should have, like, been more interested. Yeah. I feel like I didn't really like that. Like, they were more interested in everybody else's stuff but mine. And I
because
didn't really
you
like
knew
that.
What you were doing.
Like, they should still, like, ask,
no, I agree.
Hey, what
totally,
are you doing?
Of course.
Like,
but you think it's because you knew what they were doing,
I guess
so they kind of just left you alone and
I guess
and they
so.
Paid more attention to the people that didn't know what they were doing?
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I understand. You know,
yeah,
it's their job
sense.
To show that people that kind of stuff. But
yeah.
It does still suck if you're not included exactly. The way that you feel like you should. But that's your second year doing Apple Camp. Would you do it a third year?
It matters what it is. If
yeah.
it's something, I don't like when they do iPad stuff. Because you're very
yeah.
limited when you do stuff
yeah,
on the iPad.
We should throw that in there, that they did this whole entire iMovie class on iPads.
But
which is a huge difference than using an iPad or using iMovie on an actual computer.
But I did not use it on the iPad.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
Because there were so many technical difficulties
yeah.
with trying to get the files to
yeah.
something
so
that
like,
they
just
put
the
it
computer.
On the computer.
Yeah.
And I could do a lot more with
right.
putting it on the computer.
Yeah,
so.
That's very true. There's a huge difference between the iOS version of iMovie and, like, the full, like, real
version. That's also why mine was more advanced than some of the other people's.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
not to say that having an iOS version of iMovie,
yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's a great thing to have, like, for what I do with, like, the editing that I do. Like, that's basically what I do is just, like, the dummied down version of
yeah.
that. But I'd still much rather do it on a computer with a mouse and a screen in front of me like that rather than, I don't know, it's probably just because I'm old. But that's how I, but I mean, that's how all, you know, there's no, like, big Hollywood blockbuster movies that
exactly.
are edited on an iPad.
Yeah.
They use real computers for that, of course.
But I still forgot to ask the one question that is, like, the only question that I have about iMovie is how to shrink down green screen images. Because
gotcha.
When you put a green screen image on it, it's so big. And the only thing that you can do with it is make the actual thing, like, get cut. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, cut out some parts.
Gotcha.
But, like, you can't minimize it. So, like, I tried to do something, but I didn't even upload it on YouTube. I just have it as a cool thing that I wanted to make. And the thing is just humongous. And, like, it takes up the whole entire screen, and you can't really see anything else. So.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, maybe Googling could come up with that answer for you.
I have Googled multiple times,
yeah.
but I don't really think that the Apple people would know either.
Probably
because,
not.
Because, like,
they know lots of stuff, but they
know lots of stuff, but
they don't know everything.
Yeah.
All right, so that was our week this week. Weddings and all that good fun stuff. I think that's about it, right,
yeah.
for that. All right, so we want to talk to you about Comic-Con, because
yes.
Comic-Con happened this weekend, and there was some cool stuff that happened from there, and we've got a very cool conversation about what it's like living down in Florida with Lane's Aunt Gretchen coming up also, so let's
yes.
get into it.
So, Comic-Con is this weekend.
The big one, San Diego
yeah.
Comic-Con.
What other Comic-Cons are there?
There's about a billion Comic-Cons now.
So I only know about the San Diego big ones.
San Diego is the biggest of the big ones, yes.
Okay. So, there's also a New York one, right?
There's a Cincinnati one. There's a Columbus one. There's
why don't
everywhere.
We go to the Cincinnati one?
Everywhere has Comic-Cons now. It's a
yeah.
very, very widespread thing. But San Diego Comic-Con
yes.
is the big one every year that all the real stuff happens at. They get all the real big people for
yeah.
that. Like, Cincinnati Comic-Con doesn't get, like, a Walking Dead panel.
No.
That's not a thing here. But, yeah.
But there were lots of things that happened. And it's still going on, I think.
Yeah.
I think it is.
So it's this weekend. We know that. And that was a bunch of videos, bunch of trailers, bunch of things announced. So we just had a few of them that we wanted to go through, starting with...
With Stranger Things 2.
Stranger Things 2, the new trailer for Stranger
season
Things 2.
Even though they call it 2.
They call it Stranger Things 2, so that's
Stranger
what we'll
call it. Stranger Things season 2. I'm calling it season 2.
I'm going to stick with Stranger Things 2, because that's what it's called. So, okay. new trailer. So
we watched it.
We just watched it. What'd you think?
It's scary.
Yeah,
the show
awesome.
Is scary.
That's what it's meant to be, yes.
I know, it's a horror. This is like the only horror thing that I watch,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, so Lane did watch season one of Stranger Things, which is very out of character for Lane because he does not like scary stuff.
But I did not watch it by myself.
Yeah.
Obviously.
But he watched it and you thoroughly liked it, right?
Yeah.
You liked it a lot?
I watched
great
one
show.
Episode by myself.
Okay. So, but you thought it was a really great show, right?
Yes.
So you're excited for season two?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I got farther than Mama, at least.
You're right.
Like, I finished a whole season.
Yeah,
Mama
that's
only
a
finished
whole lot more than she finished.
Like, 2 minutes.
Right.
That's, like, the opening thing.
She made it until the opening title screen on the first episode. She's like, nope.
She's like, nope.
Little kid in the light bulb, and he disappeared, and then she was like, nope. And that was it.
That also freaked me out, too. I'm like, nope.
So the whole cast is back for this one. They're a little bit older. I loved the beginning of the trailer.
Isn't it
with
supposed
them.
To be in, like, the...
It's the next year.
Next year, okay.
The last one
so
was in 83. After. This one is in 84.
Okay.
Which is the year Ghostbusters came out, which is why they're dressed
That's
up
why
as
there
the
was
Ghostbusters,
a bunch of Ghostbusters
for
okay.
Halloween.
Like, the whole entire trailer, there was so many Ghostbusters
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was a huge, huge thing in 1984. So, it totally makes sense that these kids would, like, really be into that movie the way that they were during that time frame. I loved the beginning of the trailer that they showed them in the arcade playing Dragon's Lair because I love that game. That's always been one of my favorite games. What else? Big monster in the sky. We had already seen that guy.
Yeah, we saw that,
but it still looks awesome.
But we
regardless.
Saw that not at that point. We saw it at Will's house.
Yeah.
When he looked out and then it saw that. We didn't see it there.
Yeah.
So
it looks like he's like...
He's still on the upside down.
It looks like he's like blanking out and like... Yeah. Going into like these daydreams, like Scrubs style, but really bad.
So in the
ones.
First season, we like it was just like that. How he was still a part of the Upside Down, so he saw those things.
Yeah.
So he's still a part of the Upside Down.
Yeah.
Because he puked out those things.
Right. Yep. And then at the end, it shows 11.
Yeah.
11's awesome.
Coming back.
So.
Coming back to the real world.
Yep. Yeah. She was like sticking her hand through like this. Portal thing or something. I can't wait. So it comes out October 27th, and we will for sure be watching.
I'm not watching it on Halloween, though.
Yeah.
I'm not. I'm not okay with watching it on Halloween. I'm watching it on the 27th.
Yeah.
I'm not watching it on Halloween.
Yeah, I mean, there'll be, what, 10 episodes or something like that?
Yeah.
And they're hour-long episodes.
Yeah.
So hopefully between the 27th and the 31st, I'll have enough time to be able to watch all of them.
But if I watch it on Halloween...
I watched
Halloween,
the last one in like 3 or 4 days.
If I watch it on Halloween, I will not sleep for multiple days.
All right. Well, then you're going to be missing out.
Like just Halloween. Jesus.
Just, that's the perfect time to watch it.
No.
That's all
it
right.
It says
we'll be,
Halloween,
me
but
and
it
Tyler,
isn't.
Me and Tyler will be watching different horror movies on Halloween.
Yeah, on Halloween, you guys can watch that. But on the 27th and probably the 28th, we'll be watching that.
Yep, probably. So that's kind of, in my opinion, that was like the biggest thing that came out of Comic-Con, for me at least. That
not
was,
in my opinion at
that
all.
Was, that was the most important to me, I guess. What was yours?
The Flash. So Two things that we got from The Flash.
So what's up with The Flash?
So there was the TV show, and they released a new trailer for a season. October 10th is when the new season comes out. Dang, that's like really, well, in July, right?
Yeah,
right
I still
now.
Got a couple
January,
months.
Wait, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September. Okay, we still got 3 months.
Yeah.
But that's still really close, in my opinion, because I've been waiting for a while to get this new season. And, like, it's supposed to be, like... we don't know if Barry gets all the Speed Force, but, like, we also, like, Iris is, like, now the leader of Team Flash, and now, like, I can't even think of people's names now. Oh my god, this is terrible.
Alright.
But, like, all kinds of crazy stuff is happening.
Yeah.
So, and then also, they also announced some stuff for the movie that's coming out in 2019, which we have gotten nothing from.
2019. It is so dumb how far in advance they announce these movies anymore.
Like, but it's not bad.
I think it's silly.
Like, in, like, Marvel, like, that's same not way bad.
With them. I think it's silly, too. But whatever.
But they, which, now I'm deaf. I was on the edge about this Flash movie, because it wasn't Grant Gustin, which who plays Flash on the TV show. It's okay. Ezra Miller. Who's and that? Exactly. Okay. Nobody knows this guy.
Okay.
And he's just randomly shown
so he's
up.
He's the Flash
now
in the movie.
Now he's the new Flash.
In the movie.
In the movie. And also in Justice League.
Okay.
So, which we'll get to in a minute. But, they announced that it's going to be in Flashpoint. You know what Flashpoint
is. I don't know what that is. What is that?
How do you still not know what Flashpoint is?
Because I'm not a fan of the Flash. I don't know anything about the
but
Flash.
But you're the follow of me.
Yeah, and I don't pay attention when you talk.
Wow. That is savage.
So what is Flashpoint?
And Flashpoint is Barry goes back to save his mother, so they're back, so then everything changes, so then he doesn't meet Joe or Iris, so everything changes. And
is
then,
this the same plot line that the TV show follows?
Well, it was originally the comics.
Okay.
But then the TV show did in season
okay, so
three.
Okay, so the TV show follows the story of the comics, right?
Yes.
And the movie is just doing the same thing?
Well, Flashpoint is the biggest Flash thing Flash's ever done.
Okay.
So I'm not shocked that they're doing Flashpoint. But now, I'm going to go see it opening night.
Yeah,
I'm
mean,
going
I
gotcha. To go
I'm just
see
trying
it
to figure out
night.
What is going on here. So it's still just going to be the same story.
Yes. I hope they do it well,
I'm
though.
Sure they'll
I hope
change
they get a
something
good cast
up so that it's
something.
Not the exact same thing.
Yeah.
It would be kind of stupid if it was the exact same
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to do Kid Flash with it, because that's what the TV show did. If they do Kid Flash, I'm going to be kind of mad, because then they're just stealing stuff from the TV show. So I don't really know what to think, but I am going to go see it opening night. So, right. 2019.
What if it ends up being R? Is that a possibility?
That's not a possibility at all. If it's
well, there's
R.
been a couple like comic movies lately that have been R. Seems like that's kind of a thing
Logan
sometimes,
Logan and
right?
Deadpool. That's it.
Yeah.
But that's a complete exception. Because like Deadpool is like supposed to be very inappropriate. And Logan was only that because of lots of gore and violence.
Gotcha.
So
then what's up with the Justice League? That's another
They
DC.
Released another trailer for that.
Yeah.
Which now we know who the bad guy is.
That's soon, right? That's like this year, isn't it?
I think next year. I think early next year.
Okay.
They tell him I kill me if I don't know this.
Oh, well.
But it's either this year or early next year, I think.
Okay.
Or maybe fall of 2018. That's very slim.
I saw something the other day that said that Ben Affleck is on his way out as playing Batman.
Good.
Yeah. I still haven't seen any of the movies where he's played Batman.
Well, good.
Yeah. Again, I think they all good. Look terrible, so I just
there's
haven't.
Only one that he's played Batman in. He's only played only Batman versus Superman.
Was he not in Suicide Squad?
I think he was in Suicide Squad.
For not a big role, no. But I'm pretty sure he was.
That wasn't a Batman movie.
Yeah, but still, he's playing Batman
yes,
still.
That
That's,
was just a little thing.
And
that
then
was like
Batman is in the Justice League.
Yes.
And he'll be a predominant character in that.
Yes. And we know who the bad guy is now.
Do you like Ben Affleck as Batman?
Oh, heck no. Who does?
Apparently nobody, I guess.
Well, some people do.
Okay.
But Christian Bale, peace.
Like, he's not dead.
No, I know that.
Okay. All right.
I
so
know that.
So what's
I
the
mean,
Justice
I
League movie? That's like all of them together, right?
Yeah.
Like, who all is that?
Wonder Woman, Flash, Cyborg... Aquaman and Batman.
Okay.
Sadly, no Superman. He's probably gonna show up out of nowhere.
Probably.
Because...
I didn't see the trailer there. Did they release a trailer?
Yes.
I didn't see a trailer. I just saw an image, like the poster that they released for it.
I haven't even seen a poster.
I thought it looked terrible. Like, it looked like they were all crappily photoshopped in together with each other. And
I haven't seen
a
poster.
And it had, like, the text over top of it, like, had each one of their different logos, like, kind of worked into the text. And I thought it looked like a 7-year-old made it. It looked awful.
Wow.
It was really terrible, I thought.
But, we know who the bad guy is, but I said it to Tyler.
Who is the bad guy?
And I don't know. Because
they
said
the
a name,
guy.
And I forget his name.
But you don't
name,
know who the person is.
But like, Tyler said that it wasn't him, and it was somebody else, but it's not, because it's just not. I think, it was The Verge that I read and saw it, so I think The Verge knows a little bit more than Tyler about these kind of things.
Yeah,
so,
maybe not.
Yeah.
All right, so then there was another one, Thor, that
you... Yeah, Thor Ragnarok.
...were into. I don't know. So, I don't know anything about Thor whatsoever, really.
This is way different, because you're going to go see this with us.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
So, you are.
Okay.
Because this is a big thing before Infinity War.
Okay.
So...
So now we're back to Marvel.
Yes.
Okay.
So, Hulk can talk now.
Okay.
That was just at the end, and he can talk now.
What did he say?
I don't remember. He was just having a conversation with Thor.
Okay. Hulk couldn't talk before?
No.
Really?
No.
Okay.
But he talked really, like, stupidly and, like, that kind of thing. Like, Hulk, blah, 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 like, that kind of thing.
Okay.
So,
Wait, like, Hulk smash. Yeah, I mean, he said that. That's him talking, right?
Well, yeah, but, like, he can actually say full sentences now.
Oh. He's developed.
Yes.
All right.
But, like, it's really cool. And, like, at one point, it was, like, you know, did you see the first trailer?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, like, Thor had to go against somebody, and then Hulk showed up, and he was like, yeah, I know him. He can fight. And then, like, they did, and then Hulk beat the crap out of him. And then in this trailer, Thor was like, oh, guess what? We fought. And then Bruce, because he wasn't in his Hulk form, he was like, oh, well, who won? And Thor was like, oh, I totally won. You did not beat the crap out of me. That was funny.
When does that come out? I should stop asking you when things come out.
Dad.
That's okay. I mean, I don't...
This year. And
is it this year?
November 3rd.
Okay.
Yes, November 3rd.
So that's the next one then, right?
Yes, and then Black Panther, and then Infinity War Part 1.
Ongoing series of endless Marvel movies. Thor Ragnarok is the next one.
I should have you got the name.
Yeah.
I didn't think... You just said Thor earlier, so I didn't think you would say it.
Did you know that Ragnarok was the name of...
Stop this!
...was the name of a GWAR album back in the... I guess that might have been late 90s, maybe early 2000s.
You don't
even
need to know this. Yeah. We've heard it a million times.
It had Sadama Gogo on there, which was one of the greatest GWAR songs.
What?
It had a song called Penis
okay.
I See on
okay.
there.
Okay, Rick and Morty.
That was a good song.
Okay.
All right, Rick and Morty. So they did a screening last night of the new episode of Rick and Morty that airs next week. The season finally starts up next week. I have become just super obsessed with Rick and Morty over the last couple months. I was late to the Rick and Morty game.
Wubba lubba dubba.
So I just started watching it a couple months ago. Season 2 had already been done by the time I started watching it, so I'm kind of new to the Rick and Morty bandwagon, I guess. But I love the show. It's awesome. It's one of the best things ever. So I'm really looking forward to Season 3. So that starts next week. So they did a big screening last night, and there was like 4,000 people, they said, that they got to watch it. There was like, I don't know if it was in like this big park or something. I'm not exactly sure. It's kind of what it looked like.
Was it in Comic-Con?
It was a part of Comic-Con, but like it wasn't in like a hall. It wasn't like an inside the convention center kind of thing. But that's kind of, a lot of these things have started doing stuff like around San Diego now, because Comic-Con's basically too big to fit inside of one convention center. Like, remember last year they had, for Ash versus Evil Dead, they had like a recreation of the cabin that was...
Oh yeah, you showed me
and
that.
And that was like the same thing. Like it was like in a park like a mile away or something like that. I don't know exactly where it was. So that's kind of how Rick and Morty was. And they said that there was also over 4,000 fans that they had to turn away because there wasn't enough room in the park. So that's pretty cool that many people
are...
Well, it's
not cool, but...
Yeah, I mean, it sucks that many people didn't get to watch it, but... Like Justin Roiland and them, like they were very happy that many people, like, I mean, that's cool when that many people show up to watch something that you've created like that. So that is, that starts up next week, Sunday night at 11:30. See, I know exactly when. Like, I ask you, and you're like,
That's
I don't know.
So different.
But I'm like, Rick and Morty next Sunday at 11:30 on Cartoon Network.
Yours is a week away, and mine is months away and years away.
Yes. I gotcha. So next week, Rick and Morty. Super excited for that. And then the last thing that I wanted to touch on here, which isn't really that big of a deal or anything, but a couple years ago, The Simpsons stopped making their DVDs for the seasons because kind of DVDs have kind of stopped really being a thing, and, you know, digital and everything. Now there's the Simpsons World, you know, you can just watch everything on there, which is what we do. Or you can have it on Plex or something like that. So they stopped making the DVDs because they weren't selling as well. But then there was a lot of fans that were like, well, I own seasons 1 through 17. It really sucks to not be able to continue that collection. Which I totally understand. Like, my friend Lee.
What is your collection?
I don't have many of... I still have some of the early ones, but I don't have the complete 17 series seasons on DVD anymore. But like my buddy Lee, he does. He has seasons 1 through 17 all proudly sitting on his shelf. So somebody like him, they should be able to keep releasing them so that you can keep buying them. Why would they not, almost? I understand they don't sell like they used to, but it doesn't cost that much money to put out DVDs, so just do it. So they took a couple years off from doing it because the sales were down, and then at their little thing yesterday at Comic-Con, they announced that season 18 is coming out on DVD in November, and that they've recorded commentaries for season 18, 19, and 20, so as long as 18 sells decent, then they'll continue to put them out. So, cool. So at least people will be able to continue their collection. So anything else? That's it for Comic-Con, right?
Yep.
All right. Let's get to our interview with Gretchen.
Welcome to the show, our special guest, my aunt Gretchen.
Hello.
Hey, Gretchen, how are you?
I'm doing really fantastic. How are you guys doing?
Good. Pretty good. So Gretchen is joining us for the first time on The Next Generation. But she did a couple Howdy Radios with us back in the day when we had like 10 people on different Skype windows and we would stream live on Ustream and everything would break and fail. And
all the time.
Yeah. So, but she joined us a couple times then, and that has been how long?
It's been about 7 years, because I remember trying to figure it out from an apartment that I was living in Fairfield, and I remember sitting in my living room. And it kept failing and kept having fun, and then different people would drop in and out, and I just remember it being really fun. So
we had a pretty crazy, like, cast of characters back then. Did you enjoy, like, Skyping with all these weirdos, essentially?
Yeah, no, it was a lot of fun, because I was pretty young, and I didn't know everyone really well, so it really helped me just feel a part of the group and get to know some people, so.
Right on. That was fun. The Skype days were a lot more work than this is.
And now we can't even... Last time we tried to do Skype was... We've had two special guests that are Skype, right? We had...
Smoothie.
We had Smoothie and Kyle.
And Kyle, both and, by Skype.
Well, Kyle was okay. Like, that worked out pretty well, right?
I think they both worked out alright.
Well, Smoothies, because we tried to do... That was the first one that we did with Skype.
Yeah.
And we had the little thing with... this recording Skype, and we and then at like 10 minutes it like made that we had noise.
Oh yeah, that's right, yeah.
So then we had to use his audio, which our audio was really bad.
Yeah.
So, but the Kyle one was good. Like, he actually had a good setup for his stuff.
Yeah,
not so saying that Smoothie doesn't have a good setup, but
we've mentioned Kyle's setup numerous times. Yes, we're all super jealous of Kyle's awesome podcasting setup. All right, so let's do this.
So, you live in Florida.
Yes.
So, you moved about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. 2 years ago on the 27th, so a couple
so
days from now.
So, about 4 days from now.
Right.
So, what's your favorite part about living in Florida?
Probably the sunshine. I know what Ohio weather's like because I've lived here my whole life until I moved to Florida. But now that I'm here, the past couple days have been overcast. There's been a lot of clouds in the sky and not a lot of blue sky with direct sunlight, which somehow surprised me.
So now you want to move back to Ohio, right?
No, not quite.
And last night was really terrible storm. Like, it was lightning. Yeah,
the lightning was fun to see, though.
It was cool.
So.
Tyler didn't roll down the window, and we had to switch seats because of that.
We got to the car last night, and the one seat was wet that Tyler sat in because he didn't roll his window up. And then Lane sat in that seat. Lane's like, oh, man, No, my butt's wet because Tyler didn't roll up the window. So they switched seats.
So and now then, both of their butts were
no,
wet?
No, so Tyler starts laughing because he is in a different seat now that is not wet because that window wasn't left down. So he starts laughing. So then I'm like, well, if you're going to laugh about it, then you're going to switch seats. So I made him get out and switch seats so that Tyler had to sit in the wet seat on the way home.
There you go.
So how often do you go to the beach?
I go to the beach pretty often, not as much as I would like to. I do work a lot, and sometimes when I get off work, it's like later on in the afternoon when it's dark. I try not to go to the beach when it's dark because that's when all the creepy crawler beach beings come out to play, and I don't like not being able to see them because there's no light.
Yeah.
So there's always these little crabs that crawl around the ground, and it looks like spiders from the distance, and
that's
kind of terrifying.
That's not fun at all.
But I do love going to the beach. I go probably 3 to 4 times a week. So.
I wish we could go to the beach 3 or 4 times a week.
I 100% agree with you.
It's kind of nice. Actually, when I was packing for this trip, I took a break and went to the beach for 3 or 4 hours and then got to come back and regroup my thoughts and continue packing for Ohio. So it's kind of nice that I'm able to do that spontaneously.
Yeah, that would be awesome. What's the closest beach to your house? You live in Jacksonville.
Yes, I live in Jacksonville, right in the heart of Jacksonville. The closest beach to my house would be Jack's Beach, near the pier. It's about 15 minutes away, so not too far at all. But it gets pretty crowded in the summer, so I try to stay
away. We came down a couple weeks ago on our Disney trip. That was the one that we went to the first day, right? Second day.
Yes.
First day?
I'm trying to think.
We went to
the
two of them,
the second
right?
day was Jacksonville Beach. The first day was Michler's or Michler's,
that's
depending
right,
on
that's
who
right.
who you ask. The locals will tell you Michler's, but it's actually spelled Michler's. So it's kind of one of those things that's weird about local life.
When we were there, we got attacked by sand.
Oh, that
like,
was
it was
terrible.
so windy when we were there, and it was just like a sandstorm both days that we were there. But I mean, it was kind of cool, but
no,
kind of not also.
Why was
it
cool
to look at? Because you could see the sand blowing in the wind, almost like those movies where they're like in the Sahara Desert or something, and you could see the wind moving with the sand. But beyond that, it was painful.
It got annoying. It was like little needles just jabbing you all the time.
Yeah, a little bit of acupuncture there on the beach.
But that did not stop us.
No. Yeah. We still went into
like
the
we're
water.
Here for 2 days, and this is the 2 days we have to be at the beach, so we're going to be at the beach regardless.
And before I went, it was supposed to storm like the whole entire time we were there. So
the wind was insane, and you guys toughed it out, and I stayed in a chair under a towel because I was freezing.
Yeah. I think me and Lane, we went out into the ocean more than anybody else.
You got hit in the face with a wave and a boogie board at the same time.
Yeah, I got hit in the head with a boogie board. That hurt so bad.
that wave was so bigger than we thought it was. It was so big. We were just
like legitimately hurt.
We were like just doing all kinds of stuff with our boogie boards, and then Dad went up to go, and he went like this, and then like the wave hit the board and then hit him right in the face.
That is exactly what happened, and it hurt very, very badly.
So, since you have, like, multiple beaches kind of by your house, what's your favorite beach out of them?
It depends on what I'm looking for. I really like going to Volano Beach, which is a little bit farther south, about 35 minutes away. And that's a beach that we can go on in our truck. So that way we can actually drive onto the beach, and then we'll take a canopy and put a canopy over the back of the truck so we can sit on the truck. We can bring the dogs then so we have the canopy and they can stay in the shade. So I really like that. Besides that, I really like Guana River. It's a state park that's a little bit farther south towards St. Augustine. And I like that because it's a state park private area where you get on the beach and there's probably only 2 people that you can see at all in any direction. So it's kind of nice that you can just go and relax. If you want a relaxing day at the beach with just 2 or 3 friends and a good book and some music, that's the best way to do it.
So where's the party beach?
Party beach would be Jack's Beach. And that's because when people talk about going bar hopping or something, they talk about going to the beaches, which is a strip of bars that are on the beach. So they can walk directly out from the bars and get onto the beach within 300 feet. So
that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
So are you going to stay in Florida forever?
I don't know. about forever, but I do know that I need to stay near a beach forever. I don't know if Florida is a place or if Jacksonville is a place, but I do know that now I've got a taste of living next to a beach where I can go anytime that I want. It's kind of nice that I, you know, that I can do that, and it's something that I would really like. Plus, Natty loves the beach, so.
But now that you like the beach and you've been there for a while, now you can move back to Ohio, right?
Yeah. No, not quite. I love being able to visit Ohio, but I also love being able to have my family have the experience.
And then,
of
like 20 years later, you can go back.
That's 20 a fair years deal. Later, you're going to be a little bit older and you'll be able to come live by the beach with me.
I didn't think about that. But then that's not 20 years. I still have to wait another 20 years to be able to go. No, not 20 years.
But it is nice to have her down there so that when we go down there, we have a place to stay and to go to the beach.
Exactly.
It's good to have that person there.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
No, I like being that person. I like being able to host family and friends.
And you just moved recently, right?
Yes, I just moved recently into a new place.
But still in Jacksonville.
Still in Jacksonville, only about a mile from where I was living before. But I have a new roommate dog as well. He gets along with my dog really well, so it's a fun little setup. But I actually have stairs in my new place, which is kind of helpful for Natty because my cute little dog is a little overweight and she's getting quite a bit of exercise because my room's upstairs, so she keeps running up and down the stairs and tripping and falling, but she's getting used to it.
Nice. She's getting used to it.
Yeah. Well, she runs. She's so energetic. She runs up and every once in a while
I want to see a video about that. Now I want to just see Natty pumble down.
Pumble down the stairs. I'll see if I can get a video of her, but I'm not sure if I can catch the right moment.
Get a video and we'll put it on howdying.com for everybody to see.
I want to see that.
It'll be in the show notes for this episode.
There you go.
All right, anything else?
Not really. I can't think of anything. Can you?
No, not really.
All right, well, thank you for stopping by and doing the episode with us.
Well, thanks for having me. It was a lot of fun.
All right, that's it. Episode 15 is in the books. Pretty awesome, right?
Yep.
Yep, so that's all we got for you this week. If you haven't checked out the new episode of The Howdy Show...
Season 2, Episode 1,
we visited Detroit and went to Third Man Records and went and saw Metallica and made a cool... Me and my buddy David. Yeah, not me and Lane, sorry. But yeah, it's up on YouTube. Check out the new episode. People really seem to like it. Glad to hear that. If you haven't watched it yet, go check it out, and we'll talk to you next week.
Bye!